Welcome to the Sully County Board of Equalization meeting for Tuesday, December 10th, 2024, 11:02:05. And I just want to call this meeting to order and see if there's any public comments in person or online this time. Okay, seeing none, we can move on to item 3.1, which is acceptance of B of E minutes for November 19th, 2024.
I move to approve. Second.
Okay. I have a motion by Board Member Granato, a second by Board Member Harrison. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? That passes. Moving on to item 4.1, approval of assessor and hearing officer recommendations.
Yes.
Senator Brad Neff, tax administrator.
Yes, thank you. We have 189 recommendations for which we seek approval.
Great. And can I get a
move to approve?
Second.
Okay. Motion by Board Member Granato, second by Board Member Harrison. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? That passes. Moving on to item 5.1, approval of significant adjustments. Brad.
Yeah. We have one significant adjustment. As you'll recall, these are those items that are have an adjustment of $1 million and 20%. I'm happy to answer any questions about this item. Otherwise, seek approval of the significant adjustment. Okay.
Jim isn't here to ask a question, so I'll move to approve.
Great.
Awesome. Hi. So, motion by Board Member Granato and a second by Board Member Stringham. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, seeing none, that motion passes. Thank you. Moving on to 6.1, late appeals.
Yes, these are those appeals that have been filed after the statutory deadline, but and we review those to see if they are in compliance with this tax commission rule, which allows those late appeals in some circumstances. I want to just speak really briefly about the last three that are under extraordinary unanticipated circumstances. These are all properties that were purchased after the notice of valuation went out. And so presumably these folks didn't know about the value, the assessed value until they received a tax notice. And so then they filed. And historically the board has allowed those to proceed under sort of a notion of fairness and that they didn't have actual notice. But periodically we like to bring it to the board because the board changes to see whether you want those to proceed or pull them out. And certainly there can be arguments made both ways about whether to allow the appeal to proceed or to just have a deadline on those to that they receive sort of a implicit notice, but just by being property owners. I just wanted to, like those, our recommendation is to continue to treat them as unanticipated extraordinary circumstances. And so we've recommended a total of 18 to be approved and 19 to be denied.
Can I ask a clarifying question? So what you're saying is that a notice goes out about what, August or so?
Middle of July.
And it's got a date on it that you have to, if you've got a question, you need to appeal by this date.
Mm-hmm.
So in the time between the middle of July and December and November, when they get their official tax notice, they have purchased the property and are unaware of both the valuation and the date to appeal.
Exactly.
Okay, so why would you approve some and not approve others?
The ones that are on the non-approved list, they are not, the 19, they're not approved because they haven't come underneath any of the exceptions to the rule. So some of them, we've sent out a notice of intent to dismiss, saying please indicate under what provisions of the rule you come, they haven't applied, or they just said I forgot, that sort of rule. The extraordinary and unanticipated circumstances are the only ones for which we've dealt with this timing of the purchase of the property.
So given that excellent explanation, I move that we accept the recommendations.
Okay.
I'll second.
Second, thank you. So I have a motion by Board Member Granato and a second by Board Member
Bradshaw.
I know you. I really do. Anyway, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? That passes. Thank you. And then moving on to 7.1, personal property recommended action.
We have one appeal here, and the taxpayer has withdrawn that, and we seek approval of that withdrawal.
Motion to approve.
Second. Okay. Motion by Board Member Bradshaw. Second by Board Member Harrison. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, seeing none, that passes. And one more. So 8.1, recommendations on exempt property for tax year 2024.
Yep, we have,
Chris Harding.
Sorry. We have nothing out of the ordinary. We have 7 new applications for real property, 1 new application for personal property, and then 5 that are getting removed on real property because the property has been sold. And we're just seeking approval of that list.
Okay. Do I have a motion for that?
So moved.
Okay. How about a second?
Second.
Great. I have a motion by Board Member Harrison, a second by Board Member Bradshaw. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. That passes. And that adjourns our VFB. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Happy holidays.
Thanks. Our county council once you're ready.